society.
The contributors to this website, Adventures from the Bedrooms of African Women, are they all women?
For the most part, there are a few men. We prioritize women's voices because that was really the goal of starting the blog. The other impetus for me for starting the blog was this horrible statistic we have around the lack of pleasure that women experience. So globally, it's well known that up to 70% of women have never, ever had an orgasm. I think that's horrible.
Why?
Because I guess a lot of them are in relationships with men who are not pleasing them, who do not think a woman's sexual pleasure is important. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there was a time where a woman, a married Ghanaian woman, was asking a friend of mine to tell her where her clitoris is. This is a woman who has had 3 children. She had no idea where her clitoris is. The only reason the clitoris exists is to give the woman sexual pleasure. So if you don't know where your clitoris is and you've had 3 children, have you ever had an orgasm in your life?
But is it my fault that the woman doesn't know where her clitoris is?
It's not your fault, mm-hmm. but I think it's your responsibility to pleasure your partner, mm-hmm. right? That's the responsibility of everybody in a sexual relationship. Because of the way our society brings us up, women are not encouraged to experiment. We talk about men sowing their wild oats. Whoever says women should sow their wild oats, nobody ever says that. So where are women supposed to go and learn these skills from? It's like we're expected to be virgins, get married, and somehow be amazing in the bedroom, you know, and if you're not, or even if you are, your husband uses that as an excuse to stray. So where are women supposed to learn these things from, if not your husband or your partner, especially in this kind of society, and where we have no space where we talk about sexual pleasure? I mean, in any curriculum in school, you know, what are people told about their bodies? Really, nothing beyond this is what happens and you menstruate, end of story, end of sex education.
I think it's changing now. I mean, the curriculum is really evolving. I'm seeing stuff from class 6 students are learning all kinds of things that I never learned when I was in school. Anyway,
I hope so, because it needs to change, doesn't it?
And then I'm just curious now. So do people accuse you of, like, okay, this is like, this is just porn, really? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm seeing some crazy pictures here. Mm-hmm. Was that a vagina somewhere?
Yes, it's a vagina.
Mm-hmm. Right on the internet.
Yes.
So how different is this from a porn site?
I think it's very different. I think there's nothing wrong with porn sites, but I think my site is very different from a porn site. I think it's educational, it's informative, I think it's fun.
It's 8:55. This is Morningstar with me, Kafui Day. My guest is Nana Dakwa Sechiama, who writes for a blog. She manages a blog called Adventures from the Bedrooms of African Women. It's adventuresfrom.com. Go check it out for yourself and see what you make of it, whether it will give you the information and the knowledge that you need to, well, be better equipped with information.
I like that.
Is there anything else you want to say concerning your blog and the future?
Just, I want to say that the whole idea of Adventures is that it's a collective space for African women. So we encourage people to actually email us their stories and we publish it, which I think is what's really great. So it's not just my story, it's the stories of multiple African women.
Where are the stories coming from?
They're coming from people's real lived experiences.
Which countries?
From all over. So from Ghana, from Nigeria, from Kenya, from South Africa, from the diaspora, from the UK and the US. When I look at my traffic, I even get hits from places like Russia and China. So really, these stories are coming from African women everywhere. So just to say to your listeners, anybody who wants to send in a submission, please email it to adventuresfrom@gmail.com. Adventuresfrom@gmail.com.
Where's the bulk of your traffic coming from?
The bulk of the traffic, it tends to change. It tends to be Ghana, Nigeria, US and UK. Those 4 countries are always in the top 4.
And with the statistics, what's like the age range? Where are the most of the bulk, with terms of like age, where are the majority of queries and contributions coming from in terms of age?
In terms of that, I haven't been able to figure it out.
But do you reckon it's younger people, older people?
My sense is it tends to be people in their 20s and 30s. That's the sense that I have. Mm. At the same time, I know we have a couple of older readers because some of them have emailed me. I've even had like I'm trying to remember how old this man was because I was kind of shocked. Mm. He was like a 68-year-old
guy.
Yes.
Okay.
British guy who was telling me how the blog had helped him in his relationship with his Nigerian girlfriend.
Okay.
And he was like, he had learned stuff from the sites that he had never known and he was 60-something. So he had emailed me because I guess he was really happy. So really, you know, everybody needs information no matter what age they are.
And did you get a sense of whether these are singles or married? What's the split?
I mean, it's singles, married. Like I said, I've also had young married people come and tell me they found the blog helpful. It's helped them have difficult conversations. How do you tell your partner something, right? You're a young married woman. You're a virgin, maybe. How do you tell them, okay, I've read on Adventures that let's try this. But you can send this to your husband and say, hey, look at what I read. What do you think?
And then it starts a conversation.
All right, okay. Yeah, so cool. It's an icebreaker as well.
Thank you very much. It's been nice talking to you, Nana Dakwa. You want to shout out anybody?
Yes, I want to shout out my Rotary Club, the Rotary Club of Accra Ring Road Central. So I don't only talk about sex, I do philanthropic work.
Tell me what the philanthropy
is. And I do that with
about.
The Rotary Club of Accra Ring Road Central. Mm-hmm. We have a number of projects that we do. So, for example, we built a school in a village in the Eastern Region. We're also currently looking at rehabilitating the Ayurebi Hospital. So we're always fundraising. I'm an active fundraiser for my club. So again, to encourage people, we're on Facebook, the Rotary Club of Accra Ring Road Central, the best Rotary Club in the whole of Ghana. And Kafu, you yourself know this because you used to be with us.
I used to be a member.
Why did you leave us?
Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, all right. So check out the Rotary Club of Accra Ring Road Central.
Okay, Nana Dakwa Sechiama. She owns the blog adventuresfrom.com. Check it out and have a beautiful weekend, Anna.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't be coy, avoid, or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many will know.
Anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pep?
I doubt it.
Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
A little bit, a little baby.
Let's talk about sex.
Hot to trot, make any man's eyes pop. She uses, she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas droop like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming up. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag, so she should have been glad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and a note that last night was dope.
103.5 Star FM.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.
Gonna play this on the radio.
And why not? Everybody have sex.
I mean, everybody should be making love.
Come on, now, how many guys you know make
love? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
So they say they think there is a serious lack of relevant and useful information about the sexuality of African women, and the blog is a space for African women to share tips, experiences and more. Adventuresfrom.com. Just gone by my guest Nana Dakwa Sechiama. Yeah, got you guys all listening, huh? talking about sex. All right.